There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
And over the last few months, we've been speaking to finalists in the DIFC FinTech Hive Accelerator Program. Companies from around the world are taking part in that program, gaining exposure to finance companies, to lawyers, and to would-be investors here in Dubai. Now, one of the companies that we've interviewed in the last few weeks, Norblock, has raised $1.6 million in a seed round of funding. We like to see friends of the show do well, of course, so I've been speaking to the Norblock CEO and co-founder, Estyanax Kanagakis, about the deal. He is, as I said, the man behind Norblock. He started off by reminding us about the technology that Norblock is currently working on.
Norblock designs regulatory applications for financial institutions, basically using and leveraging blockchain technology. And right now, our main platform is one that basically specializes on Know Your Customer for financial institutions.
So if I'm a bank customer, what this means is I only need to give my information once, if you like. I don't have to fill out multiple forms every time I want to do something.
Absolutely. So you have to do it once, not only towards banks, but also towards free zones and other obliged entities such as law offices, etc. So it creates a lot of, ease of use for the customer, but also for the financial institutions as well.
So let's chat then about the money that you've just raised, the $1.6 million in your seed round of funding. Congratulations. Is this your first round of funding?
Actually, we had a very small friends and family round when we started the company, which was around 1.5 years ago. And basically, we said to ourselves back then that we're going to use the money to build a product. And basically, we're going to focus purely on that. And now that we've managed to build and launch a platform, and that was last May, we went out to the market to basically get some seed financing that's going to help us basically take this to the next level.
You've got some interesting names in amongst that seed financing from Greece, from the US, from Sweden. Is it just the money, or will you also be getting some help, some introduction or some expertise with this?
So it's not just the money at all, because we were very careful to select the right investors for us at this stage. So if we look at the lead investors, Marathon Venture Capital, the partner who is going to be sitting on our board as well from Marathon is someone who has built his own business in deep tech and basically sold it. And he's a very successful entrepreneur himself. So he's going to be very good in basically helping us navigate the B2B software ecosystem. If we look at the other investors that we have, like Digital Currency Group, this is the premier blockchain investor in the world. So again, very useful for getting us in touch with the right people and also helping us understand how the whole blockchain ecosystem is growing around the world.
Well, blockchain and the associated cryptocurrencies are becoming more and more familiar to us as words, even if we don't completely understand it. Is it getting easier to raise money for this type of technology?
That's a very good question. So I think if you asked me a year ago, it would probably be easier around a year ago. I think we've reached, it would take the whole, let's say, ecosystem and its journey. Now we've reached the stage where people have hit the disillusionment, let's say, wall, and have started to think, okay, we've been hearing about blockchain for some time. Where are the tangible results? So actually, I would say that it is becoming slightly more difficult. So now, if you talk to investors, they're looking not just for the word blockchain, but actually they're looking for what problem you're solving, what actual real-world problem. In our case, it's KYC.
Which is Know Your Customer. So why have the companies that have invested in you invested in you? What do they want to see you do next?
So essentially, what they want to see us next is getting our platform to be used by a number of banks across a number of jurisdictions. So essentially, they want us to go into full production. And that's what's going to take us to the next level and hopefully, you know, to the next round of investing to basically grow into more markets. Right now, this round will basically give us around 2-year runway with the team that we want to have. And we're very much focused on basically growing in economies and jurisdictions such as the UAE and Belgium and Sweden.
Well, you have been part of the FinTech Hive Accelerator. That's why we've spoken to Norblock, to one of your colleagues, before. I didn't see any Gulf names in the list of funders from your round of seed funding. Were you looking for local money?
Actually, we got the great news that we joined the Accelerator much later than when the financing closed. So essentially, it's the financing closed essentially in August, so the same time when we got the results for the IFC. But it took some time to announce it due to certain practicalities around and administrative tasks we have to go through. But if it was a case that we would actually know earlier, we would definitely look for investors in the region. Because as you said, you know, investors is not just giving you, providing you funds for your operations, but it's also the know-how. And we could certainly benefit from even more local know-how and local navigation around the, not only financial institutions, but also the governmental entities in the UAE.
What have you gained from being part of the FinTech Hive experience so far? What has it done for you?
Actually, I can give you a very tangible example. We just finished a workshop talking around KYC in the UAE and how banks can work together with participants from 7 banks and the regulator in the IFC. That session, I will not be able to pull it off myself. It's an amazing work that the FinTech Hive has done for the participating startups, and it has given us exposure to people and companies that would not have exposure otherwise.
So what's the hopeful next step? That they would buy your software? That they would invest in you, take equity? What do you want to tangibly come out of the FinTech Hive experience?
So actually, ideally, I would like obviously, I would very much like the banks and the local authorities here to become part of the Noblock platform and purchase our product. But at the same time, as you mentioned, it would be great if we became long-term partners, and a partnership which means that they would also invest in us. And that would really align our interests, and I think would make a partnership much more fruitful than just acquiring a license to our product. So it's actually both, to your question, not just basically selling our product, but also looking for potential partners to invest in our company.
That is Astyanax Kanakakis, who is the CEO and co-founder of Noblock, talking about raising $1.6 million there. You're listening to The Business Breakfast on Dubai Eye 103.8.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.